Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning. It is Double T. It's time for Bar Comedy USA News with comedian Jerdog. Jerdog, what's happening today, man?
Good morning, Double T. Hey, so this buddy of mine from Vegas calls me up, right?
Okay.
He's all like, dude, you won't believe what just happened to me.
Okay, what happened?
I'm thinking, yeah, lay it on me. Turns out he got stung in the balls by a scorpion.
No, that was your buddy. I saw that story. That's insane.
It totally, I'm like, did you at least get a cool scar out of it?
That is gotta be the worst. Oh my God, I feel bad for him. Is he gonna be okay?
Well, we'll find out, you know, but life does have a little bit of a twisted sense of humor, you know. You're up there, you're partying like there's no tomorrow, and then bam, you get stung in the jewels by a scorpion. I mean, talk about a buzzkill.
And then hopefully he doesn't go back home and's like, honey, I swear it was a scorpion, it wasn't a stripper.
Yeah, right. Good luck. The worst part, Double T, is the scorpion doesn't even leave a tip after delivering such a painful performance.
The World Series of Comedy continues, and you've had a lot of comedians, you know, coming to Vegas and going across the country and performing. I know you're going to go to Sacramento soon, right?
Yeah, I'm in Sacramento, California this week at Laughs Unlimited Comedy Club for the World Series of Comedy. I haven't had a whole lot of time to kick around the city, Double T, but I will tell you this. I found a dispensary here that sends you home with your merchandise safely sealed inside a cellophane wrapper from a box of cigarettes.
Old school.
Old school. Way cooler than that bright orange Halloween gift bag that some places send you home with.
You get some of these comedians that are performing at the World Series of Comedy, and, you know, a lot of them are used to doing, you know, the small town, the pub and grub thing, and you're bringing them in to some of these really cool comedy clubs. There's got to be a huge difference in performing in both of them.
There really is, Double T. Performing in dive bars versus the swanky, sanitized mainstream comedy clubs, I mean, it's a world of difference. You step on stage in a dive bar. There's just something primal about that experience. Like, you're entering the Thunderdome of stand-up. You know, it's gritty, it's raw, it's a whole different beast compared to the mainstream comedy clubs where everything is set up perfectly for you. Perfect lighting, you got perfect sound, you got a pristine stage.
Is it pretty intimidating when you go from that, you know, dive bar kind of comedy show, you get up there, there is the stage, there are the lights, there is the mic, all these people sitting in front of you staring at you. Does that get intimidating when that happens?
Yeah, I think it's the reverse. You know, once you've been toughened into an titanium titan of entertainment carved out of wood, I don't know if that even makes any sense, but the point is, bar comedy is like the boot camp of comedy. You go into those places, the air is thick with the smell of cheap beer and questionable decisions. You're performing for a crowd of people that, you know, some of them probably just got divorced in the parking lot.
It's a rough
and these
world.
Folks, they don't come for polite chuckles. They keep it real. They come to either laugh their asses off or start a bar fight, whichever comes first. Going to the comedy club and those audiences, you're almost ready to get on stage in like a monocle with a cigarette holder.
Looking like the Monopoly guy?
Exactly. Looking like Mr. Monopoly. But here's the thing. You got to bring your A game. These folks have seen it all. They've heard it all. And if you're not bringing something fresh to the table, you might as well be telling knock-knock jokes to a brick wall.
What's, you know, some advice, you know, for someone that's making that leap from the dive bar to the comedy club?
Go in with tight prepared material and don't worry about anybody throwing a dart at you. Have fun, because if you have fun, they'll have fun with you. You'll never have a bad show.
Tell everybody about the Pub and Grub comedy tour.
That's where it's real, that's where it's raw, that's where it's no holds barred. And you can go to barcomictix.com and catch a show coming to a nightclub, tavern, neighborhood restaurant, bar and grill located in the nooks and crannies in America. And really, really double T, comedy is comedy, no matter where you are, where you're performing. If you can make them laugh in a comedy club or in a dive bar, you're probably on to something.
It's Rockford Zone for Classic Rock, 96.7 The Eagle.